Hey, you gotta just take a moment, sit back a little bit. Conspiracy, you know, evil in the air, catastrophe, chaos, all these things that are being discussed. And without question, around the world, billions, I don't think just feel it in the air. They have been searching. They have been looking into massive writings and speculations. Is there a new world order? Is there a coming cleansing? Are troops on the ground? Are they going to give the order? Are they going to press the big red button and everything's going to explode? What's going to happen in the world? Is Ahmadinejad, is he going to go after Israel? Is Israel going to nuke the nuke plants there in Iran? What's going to happen with China? Are they going to shoot off another missile off the coast of California out of a sub? What's happening around the world? Why does it seem like everybody's going crazy? Why does it seem like, one of the main topics around the world being discussed, being looked at, being engaged is coming catastrophic collapse, a third world war. There are those that want it. There are those that want to, like the Georgia Guidestones, bring a massive depopulation, reduce world population to 500 million manageable people. That's the mentality of the Luciferic elite. They want a controllable number of mindless slaves. Is that what we're going to be? And how's it all going to come down? When's it all going to come down? Who's going to be on the bad side? Who's going to be on the good side? Listen, where do you stand? This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is Shatter broadcast live on a Thursday night, the 7th of April, 2011, still months away from the big bad 2012. You know, December 21st, the big bad 2012. Listen, we're going to do a series on that probably. We might wait until we get closer to the fall of 2012. But it's amazing. We're plotting and planning. We really are to go down to the Mayan temples. We want to bring you the real, the true story. But before we get there or anywhere else, we're doing a series, the third part, on the Black Awakening, the Great Chaos, the Great Catastrophe, the Anarchy to Come. Now, there's no question in my mind that there are millions upon millions worldwide that believe this is going to happen. There's no question at all that the undergrounders, the real Satanists, I mean, the ones that really, the Luciferian that really engages that dark power, that entity, that presence, and literally believe in an ascendancy of another regime, another order. There are those that believe that. There's no question about it. I mean, hundreds of millions of New Agers, if they're reading the writings of Alice Bailey and the others, if the alienologists, and if Eric Van Daniken is correct, and if the Ancient Aliens movie on the History Channel is correct, that half the world's population believe that there are there's beings out there in the air, and that they're coming. Well, listen, what's it all about? Now, I've got three options. In the world that we live in, it's just the way we are. This is what we are. This is humanity. Sit back on a cloud, look down at humanity, and record. They have wars. They slaughter each other. They torture each other. They rape. They steal. They pillage. They kill. They're greedy, and it's about oil, and it's about material things, and they bomb each other, and they take over land, and they and on and on. And on. That's the way we are. That's humanity. Or number two, we're nuts. We're crazy. We're just a bunch of crazies down here. And a lot of times that's the way it looks, isn't it? Just a bunch of crazies all over the place. Number three, there really is radical evil. Something's gone wrong. You know, inside of us, there's that we want to do good. There's that ability, you know, and there's this what Francis Schaeffer, the great theologian of the past, called the mannishness of man. that part of us that seeks significance, the desire for doing good and being recognized and having value and screaming out for meaning. Yet, in the midst of all of it, it seems as though we battle hell on the outside, and sometimes we battle hell on the inside. Guilt. Well, there's so many things that go on. Let me tell you a true story. Absolutely true. I tell it in the book, The Black Awakening. It's a major story because what happened was a couple of guys went out doing evangelism from our church and from the ministry that we had. And they had brought in a guy that they had engaged at a bar, and they brought him to church and began to come in. And I kept looking and observing and looking and observing. They were doing deliverance sessions, casting out demonic presence. But I kept telling them, look at his eyes. He's got those multiple eyes. He's got those eyes that I've seen again and again and again. Once again, we see this individual disappearing, coming back, disappearing, coming back. All kinds of strange things. Phone calls come in. One of the other pastors goes over to see him. He switches personalities and attacks the other pastor. It's a battle for his life. Get through all of that, and later on down the road, we get a phone call. Law enforcement. This man has been kidnapped, or so they say. Please come to the home. The wife is here. I get there. There's about four or five officers. There's other individuals, family members. And they tell me that a German man with a heavy German guttural accent asking for Pastor Dizdar to be there, to come there. And so they set it all up. They actually had law enforcement with the tapping of the phone lines, recording everything. And them trying to coach me what to say. The phone call surely comes in. It's the German guy. And as he starts yelling at me because this individual that we were helping, we were getting him out of demonization, the satanic side of stuff, whatever else. Well, the German guy goes, you have sinned against the master, against Satan. And this individual has to be punished and has to be purified. And then you'd hear the individual, the actual individual, screaming bloody murder on the phone. Everybody can hear it in the room. All the officers, everybody else. I heard the man that I knew screaming bloody murder. They're torturing me. They're hurting me. He's screaming. And then the German guy would come back and tell us how the blood has to be purified. That and that means one thing. We already knew this, that it means demonizing. It means getting spirits and bringing them in and charging the already demonized blood, the blood that's been connected in that back breeding, the idea of Aryan blood, Godman blood. That's what it was all about. See, we found out later that he was raised by an actual old Nazi, Southern Ohio. Nazi, still down there. Someone connected to the Black Flame. So I'm standing in the room with all the cops. Finally, I begin to argue with the German man that was committed to Satan, committed in a clear, defiant sense. And I yelled at him and I said, listen, I've sinned against your master too. I hate Satan. Well, he hung up on me. The officer there with the machinery didn't really like the fact that I got hung up on. But nevertheless, the man who had been missing a couple of days, this man was missing. And the wife and everybody thought he was kidnapped and being tortured. He showed up within 30 minutes. Someone outside yelled his name and said, he's here. The door swings wide open and sure enough, there he stood. I saw his face. I saw his eyes. He starts to walk across the room, switches personalities to a demonized, programmed sub-personality and attacked me. I mean, he was so quick. His hands were around my throat. I was much bigger than him, but it took me three blows, moves, to break his arms off my neck. At that time, the officers were coming towards him. he saw them, he began to fight with three officers. I mean, they didn't play any games. They took him to the ground. They slammed him to the ground, but they had a hard time. They not only had to cuff his hands behind his back, but they had to leg chain him with leg cuffs. All the while, he would all of a sudden switch back to his regular self, really passive, really quiet, asking, what's going on? What are they doing? Why are they doing this to me? And then, as I got closer to him, I was knelt down. My hand was on his chest, his arms behind his back. And the detective to my left was on his knees, holding down his leg-chained legs. He would switch again and try to literally headbutt me and bite me in the face. The captain standing to my right over me yelled, "Watch out! He's trying to bite your face." I looked up at him with a look that's like, "You should be down here, not me." All of a sudden, the German-speaking demonized one began to say things. So in front of all the officers and everybody else in the room at the time, and in this critical situation, I commanded in the name of Jesus of Nazareth for the demonic powers to be broken. He went passive. He went limp. He was just lying there. Somewhere inside, something was going on. See, we found out he had many sub-personalities. He is a definite high-powered, high-programmed, highly demonized, chosen one. The truth is, when you'd see him in his regular self, his upfront self, he looked harmless, he looked passive, he could smile and make you look at him and no threat whatsoever. Very likable, as a matter of fact. He came out of the Alliance, Ohio area, where there's a lot of this. I stopped praying. Everything was silent. All of a sudden, with enormous force, supernatural force, he literally raised up. Detective was still holding his ankles down. He raised up his whole body, his face contorted, no doubt looking completely taken over, seized by a presence. The demonized, programmed, highly empowered German speaking one came up looking with fierce, radically evil eyes, screamed these words. Listen. "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." And a few other things. But the primary thing was, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." We are the legions that shall rule the earth. Oh, he revealed a lot. 100 million of these individuals worldwide. Russia, Europe, England, Canada, Australia, United States, Scandinavian countries. Oh, down deep in the Vatican, you better believe it. They're found also in South America, South Africa, Colony of Dignidad, Paraguay. They're found a lot of places. First generation, second, third, and fourth. Estimations now about 100 million worldwide. Germans, you know it. You know it. It's all over there in the Czech Republic, Romania, and other places. Italy is packed. The Vatican is entrenched. The Roman Catholic system worldwide is entrenched. Even priests, there are chosen ones. When he screamed the words, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth," defiant against that presence, I commanded in the name of Jesus Christ, "Shut up. Stop it." Instantly, the power broke and he fell to the ground. The officers, a little bit freaked out, grabbed him by his head, by his arms, by the leg chains, took him, literally threw him sideways into the back of the police cruiser, and off to the psych ward there in Cuyahoga Falls he went. One of anywhere from 5 to 10 million of them in the United States, first generation. A lady writes to me about a 14-year-old girl she'd taken in when she was 5. Taken away from the mother and father who were directly into Satanism, there was evidence of all of the abuse, and subpersonalities were in the little girl, and they didn't understand, they didn't know, and later on, these personalities are coming out, the writings, the twilight languages, all the stuff, in this little girl that was brought to my home from another state. We talked and engaged a little bit, was going to do more, but subpersonalities at 14 years old began to crop up, burning Bibles, doing rituals around the house, and demanding to go back to the coven. Subpersonalities in a 14-year-old little girl wanting to go back to the coven, wanting to go back. They were astraling out. They were possessed. They were demonized. Well, the state took her. They already had the little sister bound up in one of those things that hold the arms and the whole body and pumped up with Thorazine. They can't really do a whole lot with demonized subpersonalities. They don't know what to do with it at all in the secular world. So I get a letter and vitally concerned, unbelievable, the 14-year-old switches personalities, attacks another girl in the psych ward with her boots on. She broke bones in the girl's face. The girl's face broken, bloodied. He'd taken to the emergency room, to the hospital. The 14-year-old girl, because of the charged, demonized personalities inside, unleashed, the personalities inside unleashed on the other girl. Broken face, bones. Have you ever seen the power of a subpersonality programmed and demonized? We have again and again and again and again. The man that had the subpersonality, that heavy German Hitler-sounding voice screaming with the power of demonic manifestation, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." That's how chosen ones on the inside look at themselves. That's the origin of their transmutation and the development of the troops of Antichrist. They're among you. And I'm going to tell you right now, churches planted everywhere, government, military, law enforcement, churches all over the place. They've got assignments. Well, you know what happened? The next day, this man is out of the psych ward and I'm getting contacted. He wants to know what the law enforcement agents know about where he was for 2 days. Because all of a sudden, a report comes out of the Alliance, Portage County area, a girl found, Futon Road, back where the Satanists were worshiping and doing stuff. She's been bloodied. She'd been through a horrific ritual and left dead. Done on Satanic Revels, the holiday. She went missing, slaughtered in Satanic ritual. You know, it's all about charging the blood, raising the energies so that the individual can receive demonic power to purify the ancient blood. I knew who did it. This man showed up at my house unwanted, uninvited, wanting to know about the instrument of death, actually named what the tool was that was used to kill the girl, stab her some, what, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 times. Bloodletting. Didn't kill her. It just prolonged the agony and spilled the blood and raised the energies of fear and terror, and sexual perversion was done. And in that raising of all that fear, terror, and, well, the energies, the spilling of the blood. You know, blood's got salt in it, crystal. It seems as though it's very clear that in human blood sacrifice, the demons come like rats to garbage in a way. They come and attach to and come in through that gateway. Of course, the Twilight languages are done. All of what the demons prescribe needs to be done. And when all the demonic presence is in and on the dying sacrificial person, when the demons have come on, and when the height of all of that energy before the person literally goes out, the third power, they kill them. Little 17-year-old girl was held in this suspended, torturous state until they killed her. And then the one that did the ritual, well, all the demonic presence that was manifested in this dying sacrificial victim now will pour into the priest, the sacrificer. His blood, in the demonic sense, got purified. Oh, this individual took two carloads of us up to the area. Personalities were literally doing all they could to find out what we knew. Law enforcement knew. I was taken into the chief of police of the department that I was brought in to be a police chaplain in, and was to tell him everything. I was taken to others to tell them everything. Law enforcement couldn't find out who slaughtered the girl and left her there. Nobody did anything for some time. And you know what's really strange? About 6 months later, they found a 14-year-old girl not too far. I mean, in that same area, that same Futon Road area, maybe 200 yards. I'm not sure how far away. Hunters found the body. 14-year-old girl taken out of Rochester, Pennsylvania. Same thing. Done on demon rituals calendar. Somebody charged their blood demonically. And I want you to know that the day that this girl, the 17-year-old, was slaughtered in this ritual on Satan Revels, the recipient of the dark powers, well, that was that fella whose programming and personalities were highly charged, screaming, "We are the legions that shall rule the earth." Now, I'm going to scream this out to you and tell you again and again and again what is really out there. There are counselors, there are those engaging all over the world. Listen, in Russia, in Germany, all throughout Europe, England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, Canada, Australia, United States, first generation, 40 million, and then second, third, fourth generation, 100 million. It's time that the counselors and all the other helpers come out and tell all that they're experiencing more and more and more. It's time for those who are getting free and finding deliverance and seeing that Jesus of Nazareth destroys demonic powers and brings healing to the personality and brings wholeness back. So go ahead, by the power of the Spirit of God inside of you now, begin to turn on the dark side and tell the ancient secrets. When I was in Connecticut a couple of weeks ago, I shared information like this and Bohemian Groves rituals that were being done, and a highly powered chosen one, they call themselves the perfect one, got up. The subpersonalities objected to what I was telling, and they were wanting to cut my head off at that meeting. Leaders dealt with the person on the side while I was still speaking. A German Nazi-speaking, German-speaking, Nazi-oriented personality came up to say that he, me, referring to me, is telling the secrets, and he's not supposed to do that, and we must take his head. This is 2 weeks ago in Connecticut, Groton, Connecticut. Conference. I'll tell the secrets. Listen, have you read, has anybody heard 2 Thessalonians chapter 2? A secret power of lawlessness is operative in the world, supernaturally operative. It has been that which has designed the conspiracy, designed the real satanic final solution, designed from hell's kitchen, from the fallen cherub, the design of a new regime. This globalism is embedded in political development, evolution. This globalism is embedded in military systems and sub projects and black ops and hidden military projects everywhere. Listen, if you and I understand that there are those who are beckoning for and pleading for and looking for and pushing for a new world order, you must understand that it comes from the depths of hell itself, ordered by the fallen cherub himself. Oh, he's out there. Satan is real. The demonic side is real by the hundreds of billions. Do you understand the satanic agenda? On the PDF file notes that we have on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, there are PDF file notes, and they're there for you to get and take a look at and maybe really engage the subject. You see, there are a lot of believers that are even afraid to talk about this kind of stuff like this because they live in fear. They haven't become fierce in Christ. They haven't become empowered by the clothing of the Spirit of God. They haven't decided to take up the cross and follow Christ. They don't know what it is to sing, "I surrender all." They don't understand that a war is going on. So much of the church plays only survival cultural games. Kind of like the third person that's drowning in water and they've gone down once and their hand comes up, one finger, and then their hand comes up, two fingers. And you know the hand's going to come up and have three fingers, then all of a sudden disappear. There's so many like that. Yet for some, they know Yahweh Adonai. They know the King of Kings, not only in the past, his coming, the cross, his pure God blood shed for the sins of the world. John the Baptist, one of the greatest righteous men in the world, said, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And many of you listening right now, you know what it is to have your sins taken away by the power of what was done at the cross, where the demons and all of hell shook a spiritual tsunami. Jesus said it, "I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of Hades and death." The authority is now in the hands of Christ. Every demon knows it. All of hell knows it. Do you know the living Christ? There's a war going on, manifesting more and more and more into the physical. Jesus talked about the spiritual dimension in the end of days. Watch out, the most massive deception in human history. Now, I've got down on the page, dealing with this week's The Black Awakening, third part, Thursday night here, the 7th, we're touching on the coming global chaos, but the restrainer. I'm going to spend 20 minutes or so just on the restrainer. You see, the dark side understands this side that is developing and growing. You can feel it in the air because they're there in the air. They're in this spiritual atmosphere, bulging and manifesting. The troops of hell are at the veil. So many have come across in the incremental evolutionary approach that ramping up over the last 70 years is unlike anything in human history. And it's global, without question. And the agenda is there, and the troops are there, and the political shadow regime is there, political military regime is there, political, or the, well, the spiritual side of it all is there. See, in order for the, when we read the Word of God, for a restrainer to be restraining, he's restraining direct restraint of the Antichrist himself. The expressed restraining. You know, I tell the story about the fellow that slaughtered the two girls at Futon Road and his entrance into the house and the sub-personalities that were trying to hide but came out. Three officers to restrain him. And actual you know, steel cuffs and steel leg chain cuffs, including a detective to hold his legs and me to hold with my hand on his chest while I commanded the powers, stop it. And that's the only time that he went down to the ground completely and limp. They know the power of Jesu Christu. There are those listening, chosen ones, sub-personalities, perpetrators. You know the authority of Jesu Christu, Jesus Christ, infinite, immeasurable, all authority in heaven on earth. Listen, the demons tremble. He made an open spectacle of the principalities and powers. New Agers know nothing of this. Psychics know nothing of this. Remote viewers know nothing of this because they have been layered with the masqueraded, listen, the masqueraded Metaskids Mazatai, this dark, lethal spirituality transfigured to look like light and human enhancements, embedding you in the doctrine of an evolution to deity and a new age of globalism to come. That's what Satan wants. You better get out of it. And you're only going to get out of that dark spirituality that looks like light for now until it cuts your eternal soul, sucks you to hell itself. What are you going to do then? There's a reason Christ died on the cross. There's a reason Christ died on the cross. Conquers sin, conquers the sin code, conquers death and the death code, conquers the separation between us and God, conquers the great huge red dragon, conquers, blasts apart the finality of death by the resurrection of the, by the Spirit of God's raising Emmanuel. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine infinite God able to do anything in the genetics of the incarnation? Fully God, fully man. Thomas the Doubter found out later, he knelt down and looked at the resurrected Christ, screaming out, "My Lord and my God, capital G, Savior of the world." This is the one that loves you. This is the one that's come for you. This is the one that desires you. This is the one who, by the Spirit of God worldwide, whether in China, whether in Moscow, whether in Oslo, whether in Pretoria, whether in Mumbai, it could be down there off the coast of Venezuela where downloads are going. It could be there by the Vatican where somebody's downloading. You see, this message may be downloaded in 90 countries of the world. Believers pray for it to be used for the salvation of lives, the exposure of radical evil, to give the sense of urgency. Can I say to the Christians out there, read Revelation 12, if Satan knows that his time is short and he is furious and he is ramping up everything and he is pushing at the wall of restraint, bulging at the seams, wanting to bring about his chaos on the earth to level the field in order to bring the new world order, which God says will bring about the greatest destruction of humanity in the billions, the greatest destruction of the environment, the earth, so much so that annihilation would come, would be in view. And unless Christ would cut short those days, no flesh would be left. You ever read that? You might as well throw out Nostradamus. You might as well throw out Edgar Cayce. You might as well throw out 2012 prophecies. And though the technology of Webbot can tell us massive chaos and anarchy is coming, web spiders, well, they know nothing of the living Christ. You can aim CERN at God. You can aim harp at the second coming. You can activate every possible ancient and new and spiritual weapon possible. As with the cross, so in the second coming, Luciferian, Christ will be victor. There'll be a utter decimation of the troops of Antichrist, of the pinnacle of globalist power. Prophecy, biblical prophecy, what the Holy Spirit says will actually occur in human history. And he's never been wrong. Never. How about you, psychic? What about the inaccuracies of remote viewers? And do you really want to embrace prophecies of the ancient Maya that were birthed in human sacrifice by the thousands and thousands and thousands with Quetzalcoatl and Nephilim presence and dark powers and human slaughter? And you really want to take demonic prediction, layering the days to the Antichrist? Do you really want to take that and embrace it? There will be those that will kiss the feet of the Antichrist. No doubt about that. And you will, let it be known now, lose your life, soul, forever. God, you know, listen, God takes no pleasure in that. If you read the expression of God in the book of Ezekiel, that he says clearly, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn. Why lose your soul? You will never evolve to godhood. You will never gain greater powers. You will never be the elite. Listen, to the elites that have been called out to the high places of the world, including Bohemian Grove, political leaders, military leaders, economic wealthy elites, you'll lose it all in the end. All of it. I challenge you to read the first chapter. There's a book in the Bible called 1 Thessalonians, and there's one called 2 Thessalonians. I would challenge you to read, think through, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Read Revelation 19. It involves a future, though there will be the attempt to destroy the descent of Christ, it will be nixed in less than a day, maybe less than an hour on that day. The guy that I'm telling you about, where the demonized ancient, you know, the Nazi guttural speaking demon manifesting presence that yelled, "We are the legions of the earth." Well, they're out there. As a matter of fact, he's out there. You know, the FBI, you know what they've done? The FBI put on a big, great big poster, I mean, billboard on Route 62 going into Alliance. The two girls that were slaughtered, they put the pictures up. See, it's been well over 12 years. And Portage County, Alliance, and the feds, no one's been able to nail this down. Though enormous evidence has been given. I think there's a lot of murders. Like maybe what's going on the East Coast right now, all the girls being found, you wonder whether or not it's ritualistic. You wonder whether or not the girls are being dumped around ritual dates, what their bodies are like. You wonder, and if law enforcement would perhaps listen or someone give to law enforcement, if the bodies are stabbed up, sexually abused, and then killed, it speaks of this kind of satanic ritual for the goal of the one doing the ritual to receive the powers. And in their view, purify, get out anything but demon power, dark power. in the blood. Get that old ancient blood charged and ready. While all of nations sleep and work and do things on the surface, like in the days of Manasseh in the Old Testament, my friends, when God said, nobody else knew it, but God said, innocent blood has been shed from one side of the nation to the other. God had to show Ezekiel chapter 8, you know I've talked about this, that a ancient serpent worshiping, no doubts, human sacrificing, deep down in the caverns, usually underground, hidden places, layered under that secret power of lawlessness. You can't have that level of manifested power of darkness in the air over your cities without those powers being released and manifest in it. Oh, if only you could have your eyes open for a minute and see what's really there in the air and in people's lives that are walking around. Chosen ones can walk right into church, have that upfront person smiling, while charged, demonized personalities on the inside. Well, I dealt with that yesterday. On the notes, the satanic agenda, well, the ramping up to the point where the dark powers will be explicit in their bulging and wanting and desiring and clamoring and leaking out for the coming chaos. They all know. You know what? The dark side knows. The demons know, and those committed to the Luciferic side know, and the chosen ones know that chaos, hell on earth, anarchy, bloodshed, and Christian blood. I mean, they're lusting. They're licking their demonically charged lips. Do you understand how fierce that is on their side? The next is not incremental. The next is not a ramping up. The next is not an evolutionary development of satanic agenda. The next kicks off the event, the great revolt, the rebellion, the concept of the red horse. Whether in the white horse concept of Revelation 6, the idea that maybe even, because you do know out of Daniel, the Antichrist has to be here quite a long time before his actual visible unveiling to the world. The spirit of Antichrist, the entire development is years and years and years and years in the making. That's why I'm telling you right now, it is my firm belief, I feel free in the Spirit of God to be able to say it, that is absolutely my belief that since we are in this close of the end of days, there is, in my view, no question, Antichrist has been born, is alive, and ready. False prophet has been born, is alive, deep down underground. The political, military, and economic shadow system, multinational. I mean, this goes beyond the Bilderbergers and the CFR and the Trilateralists and everything. This goes beyond that. This goes to those that are really committed. I believe that regime, as spelled out in Revelation 13. You see, it can't have an ascendancy. It can't rise to power unless it's already there. Do we understand this? Do we, as believers in Christ, understand biblical prophetic revelation? Have you ever looked at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11? The example of the prophets, how with intensity, greatest care, they would study the prophetic literature to see the times and circumstances. They're being guided by the Spirit of Christ. Yet most Christians don't know but a few things, a few verses of the bulk of massive communication of prophetic literature. And the sad thing is most preachers aren't doing anything about it in the local pulpits. That's why the believers sit there as spectators, dumbed down, silent, unable to witness, barely able to utter prayers, and most of those are for themselves. Is there a fierce church out there? Is there a fierce, powerful believer in Christ, leader in Christ out there? Shall I find faith on the earth? Remember the words of Jesus? Will you allow what's going on around you to dumb you down, or will you just stand in defiance of it and say, no, not me, not because of the Christ that I love and lives in me, not because of the Spirit of God, the greater who is in me than he who's in the world. Because of, listen, where's the believer? We all know that it's getting worse. So what? It also means we're closer to the revelation of the apocalypse of Jesus Christ. King of kings, Lord of lords, the great glorification, the coming human race redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, the indestructible immortality, the descent of the Lamb includes we who believe in Christ. Well, harpezo, caught up, transformed. I mean, the glorification I don't even know how to explain it. But if you're a believer, the Spirit of God that dwells in you, you know, you have a witness, you know what's going to happen. You know you have the gift of eternal life. For those listening that do not, God summons you, God calls you in this day, in this hour, stop playing around. It's time for you to get up, open up your life and say, Jesus Christ, I am a sinner, I'm lost, I'm messed up, I feel dragged by the dark side deeper. Lord Jesus, I accept you as Savior and Lord. I turn to you. Forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Come into my life. Give me the Spirit of God as promised and the gift of eternal life. I surrender my life to you and I will take up the cross and follow you. Soldier, won't you do this now? Dear lady, won't you do this now? Young man, won't you give your life to the living Christ? Is there something better to give your life to? Name it. What is it? God so loved the world that he gave his monogenesis, his only begotten, the absolute only one of a kind, Christ, Emmanuel. The cross. Well, the chaos will come, leveling everything. It's never occurred like this in all of history. It's an event described by God, the Holy Spirit, in Scripture. An event described and unveiled that the dark side is plotting. It's never occurred in all of human history. There's nothing. Don't look backwards. Hitler and the World War, the purging in Russia, these things are scratches in comparison to what's to come. They're blips in history, as horrible and horrific as they were. They have collectively, they cannot compare to what is to come. I'm telling you the truth. It's time to quit playing, you know, spiritual suck on the binky time. Don't you think? Is there men and women of God that will take the full force of the Word of God, stand in the blazing power and presence and might of the living Christ and be a witness to the end? Fearless against this radical evil. The new order will come, the Antichrist and the false prophet. Well, the Antichrist, apocalypse, false prophet, ascendancy. But the restrainer, listen, everybody asks when. Well, on the notes, and I'm going to tell you again, Keteko from Kata Echo. Keteko is the word used there in Thessalonians. You ever read it? You ever study it? You ever look at it? Let me just do a broad reading first, okay? Here's the broad reading. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 3, the command of the Spirit of God, don't let anyone deceive you in any way. in reference to the parousia of the Lord Jesus. For that day will not come until the rebellion, correctly translated, rebellion, this revolt occurs. And the man of lawlessness, the anthropos anamos, is apocalypse, unveiled, revealed. There is the apocalypse of anthropos anamos, the man of lawlessness. The Spirit of God quickly says, the man doomed to destruction. Verse 4 describes again this homo satanas. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. That matches what we read in the book of Daniel 2,600 years ago. That matches what Jesus was teaching about the abomination that causes desolation in Matthew 24. It's spoken about in the book of Revelation for sure. But now verse 5, don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things. Verse 6, and now you know what is holding him back. Now you know, kata echo, coming from kata echo, katako, restraint. There is a force, I mean with force. Now you know what is restraining the Antichrist, holding him back, so that he, the Antichrist, will be revealed at the proper time. Again, believing the Antichrist is already out there, developed, raised, has his political, economic, military undersystem ready, the regime that God names as a beast that rises. Revelation 13, you ever read that? Verse 7, 2 Thessalonians 2, the Spirit of God goes on to say, for the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who holds it back restrains, kareko, holds it back, great force. Well, he will continue to do so until he is taken out of the way. And then, and only then, will the lawless one be revealed. So all the other, well, there's troops on the ground here, there's an event over here, they're plotting this over here. There's a lot of plotting going on. I guarantee you, they want out. They want, that regime is embedded, and the powers and all that's being done, they're ready to pounce. The Antichrist wants to burst out. The false prophet wants to ascend. God has a restrainer. It's not the church, because the church is always referred to as her, the bride of Christ. Some say it's the Spirit of God, but we have no equivalent anywhere where the Spirit of God is taken out of the way, where he is removed. It doesn't tell us that anywhere else. So I agree with many others that this is most likely angelic presence that directly restrains with force the Antichrist himself, because it's he who calls the shots. The regime will not rise without his apocalypse. The false prophet will not ascend without the Antichrist's apocalypse. And his apocalypse can occur without the chaos being unleashed first. Have you read Revelation 20, verse 1? Let me just read it really quick. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss. Satan knows that prophecy. This is future history. It took one angel coming down out of heaven. He has the key. He has a great chain. We read in Revelation 12 where Michael, the archangel, and his angels fight the devil, the dragon, and his angels. And the dragon and his angels were not powerful enough. In other words, Michael and the angels of God, the elect, win. So I will hold to the fact that most likely this is a reference to Michael or this at the or angel, but maybe directly Michael. But it's angelic presence. He restrains the activation of the Antichrist. His call. He stops the Antichrist from the apocalypse. And as long as that angelic presence, that resistor, that restrainer is standing there, that restrainer restraining the Antichrist and this global secret power of lawlessness, I mean, this reveals a lot. The entire global development will be unleashed when the Antichrist has his apocalypse. But he can't have his apocalypse until the restrainer is removed. The restrainer holding back the Antichrist and the entire full political, economic, military beast regime and false prophet. God has sovereign authority and victory here. To the satanic priests, God is their priests. And he restrains by what he has set in place, he, most likely an angel, maybe Michael, holding it all back. Well, the question is, when's it going to happen? Since everything's bulging at the seams, Antichrist wants out, the beast system will be unleashed, the false prophet will rise. The world will come to the brink of annihilation. A new order will come. The abyss will be opened. Billions will die. The environment will be destroyed. And then finally, the masses of Antichrist's super military, by the release of ritual, demonic release, Revelation 16, Armageddon will occur. The end is going to come. Right now, let me read the words to believers out there right now. This is out of 1 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. Verse 5. Who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. We're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar, ShadowTheDarkness.net. Remember us in your prayers. Remember us in support. Good night.